JWT is JSON Web Token, and most of the time I have seen this to be used was in web applications when a server was sending claims to a client. Client was able to read claims for JWT token. Thanks to that, it was able to, let's say, render on the client side what user is signed in, what are the user roles of the user. It was able to do a decision based on the user roles, which, let's say, user controls to display and which should be hidden or unavailable. And then on a subsequent requests after a user authenticated, then the client is always sending that JWT token back to the server. And based on that JWT token, the server is able to identify that a user that is known is talking to the server. And based on that token, the authentication is done. So it serves as a data exchange mechanism and authentication mechanism.